Syracuse women's basketball finally has a schedule for this year, and even though it's an abbreviated slate due to the pandemic, one player will be extremely glad to be back on the court. WAER's Brad Klein explains why this season means more than any other to the SU point guard.
And Mungatahia sets up the offense, pulls up for three straight away, count it! Deanna Mungatahia increases the Orange lead, it's at its largest of the day. 18 points, Syracuse has the advantage.
She gets a screen, rolls off with the left, goes up with the left, got it to go. Shot clock was waning down, but Mungatahia doesn't care.
Deanna Mungatahia, the point guard, always in control on the court. But one day, everything suddenly changed.
She found the lump on her left breast at just 24 years of age.
10,000 miles away from her native Australia.
I'm Deanna Mungatahia, and I've been diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
Mungatahia's goal of beating ACC competition in her senior season that would skyrocket her to the first round of the WNBA draft was taken away.
The biggest challenge for me was probably losing my hair. I didn't realize how much my hair meant to me.
Fast forward 5 months, the most highly anticipated countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Mungatahia's last chemotherapy treatment with her teammates by her side. After a double mastectomy, Mungatahia was finally cancer-free, just in time for the season when she continued to rehab while staying involved from the bench.
I would say I learned a lot, mainly as a team on the bench, sitting next to my teammate. I think winning teams have that.
The shooter is coming to the corner, so make sure we talk on that.
It doesn't matter how many minutes you play. It doesn't matter if you're not playing at all. You still have to, want the best for everybody.
Head coach Quentin Hilsman says that while it was Mungatahia's fight, he relied on her.
She wouldn't allow us to feel sorry for it, and she wouldn't allow us to be down. And I think that Tiana really, really got me through it. I'll be honest with you, because she was always had a great attitude.
But this year, the Aussie will be doing much more than cheering and coaching. Thanks to an NCAA eligibility waiver, the fifth-year senior will be out there, ready to achieve the goal she was forced to put aside.
Like, it's definitely still, like, what I want to do. I do want to be a top 10 for sure.
Now Mungatahia faces another unprecedented challenge, returning to the player she was.
Coach Q mentioned in practice a couple of days ago that we only have like 40-something practices left before our first game, and like my stomach kind of dropped.
And even with the extra jitters, Hilsman's confidence in Mungatahia has only strengthened.
Any worries that I had, she instantly made them disappear.
But even if she is the same player, it won't be the same team. Guard Kiera Lewis flourished in Mungatahia's absence, winning all ACC first team honors.
I believe that's the best guard tandem in the country, and it's not just coach talk either. I really believe that. I'm very confident in their play.
We both know we're going to be good together.
Believe it or not, the advantage of adding the program's all-time leading passer in Mungatahia to a team with a top 5 ACC score in Lewis is bigger than the X's and O's.
And you're showing the toughness from being, diagnosed to now is just a tremendous feat in itself. So I think that toughness should translate into everything that we do on and off the court.
The cancer is gone. The first challenge overcome. But Mungatahia and the team are different for it. Maybe that's a good thing. Toughness might even be a bigger part of Syracuse's identity than the color orange. Brad Klein, WAER Sports.
Thanks to NCAA.com, WJPZ, and ACC Network for sound used in this piece. The Orange open their season on December 10th when they visit Miami. For more on the team's schedule and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.